Lawyers and other experts say that uprooting the law could have dire consequences for millions of people. In the words of Abby R. Gluck, a law professor at Yale, who has closely followed the litigation, it would also raise legal and practical questions. The Justice Department's position is mind-boggling, said Timothy S. Jost, an emeritus professor of health law at Washington and Lee University. The Affordable Care Act affects the whole healthcare system, including Medicare, Medicaid, the Food and Drug Administration, the Indian Health Service, and much more. The administration is asking the appeals court to invalidate the entire law without really knowing exactly what that would mean. It's reckless. But Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, who led the group of Republican state officials who challenged the Affordable Care Act, said he welcomed the Trump administration's latest expression of support for a lawsuit that had already prompted a district court judge in Texas to strike down the health law. That judge's ruling in December has been on hold as the matter winds its way through the court system. We have always been confident that the district court's extremely well-reasoned opinion was correct on the law, just as we have also always been confident that this administration takes its obligation to uphold the Constitution seriously, Mark Rylander, a spokesman for Mr. Paxton, said Tuesday. We applaud the Department of Justice's faithful execution of that duty. In addition to inciting a furor on Capitol Hill, the administration's new position is also certain to take center stage as an issue in the 2020 elections.